Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I'm the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Today, I'm in the studio with a fellow entrepreneur. Joining me in today is the CEO of the supplement company Do Not Age. Alan, welcome to the show, mate.
Thank you for having me, Lucas. It's a pleasure.
Awesome. So maybe, Alan, did you want to share with my listeners a little bit about your story and how you got involved in Do Not Age?
Sure. So because of a pretty interesting but not very healthy lifestyle for the vast majority of my life up until my late 20s, I felt the effects of aging a lot sooner than most people. And I think when I was first introduced to the longevity field, the fact I didn't even know it existed. I didn't know that aging was malleable. And I don't think that the common man on the street does either. So that's one of the things we're trying to change. And once I found out about that, I figured everybody should be working on this. But from a donotage.org perspective, essentially there was a huge disparity between the researchers and the consumers. So researchers wanted more flexibility to work on whatever they wanted to work on, rather than having their whoever was funding them dictate what they had to work on. And of course, they always need more funding as well. And then from a consumer perspective, the consumers needed a trusted source of both information and ingredients. So the answer to both to solve both of those riddles is donotage.org. So we are the trusted source of information and ingredients for the consumer. And then from the profits we make from selling those goods, we put that back into research. And then obviously that then helps the researchers.
Yeah. And hats off to you guys, because you've done an amazing job building such an incredible company with some really unique products. I mean, I've recently had a look at some of the new formulas and some of the new the stacks that you've developed, the Cert 6 Tevita and things like that. So maybe do you want to outline or list or I guess describe some of the biggest struggles you're seeing people face in the health and longevity community?
I think because most people, the internet has good parts and bad parts, doesn't it? There's a lot of misinformation online because a lot of people get their information from social media, and YouTube can be classed as a social media as well. And then obviously you've got your Facebooks and Instagrams and all the other things. And the problem with those platforms is controversy is what gets you the views and the clicks and all that kind of stuff. So people are more inclined to write controversial statements and put things that are a bit out there. And so there's a lot of misinformation because of the way that's set up. So that is a struggle. And that's why we have an email address, hello@donotage.org. If anyone's got any questions, they can email us anytime and the team there will get back to you. If they can't help, the frontline team can't help, then it goes back to the science team and then they help from there. The other issue I see is access. So that's one of the reasons why we ship worldwide. So the mission for donotage.org is to extend healthy lifespan for as many people as possible. So most people see that mission and they'll look at the first bit, extend healthy lifespan. But the second bit is equally as important. It's for as many people as possible. This isn't just for billionaires. So we want to try, that's why we try and bring the prices down as much as we can. And that's why we ship worldwide, even though it's a hell of a pain sometimes. Yeah. If you're going to have a mission, you got to stick to it. We take that very seriously.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely respect that. As far as Alan, maybe do you want to explore the evolution of the product range? I'd love to learn a little bit more about what was the first product you released and maybe talk about the evolution of the products.
Yeah, sure. So the first product we released was, we actually called it the morning supplement. This was back in 2019. And it was a mixture of NMN and resveratrol. Now, this was before we knew what we know now. So obviously we now know that you can't have, and your NMN and resveratrol shouldn't be mixed together because NMN is taken with water or coffee or whatever it may be first thing in the morning. And your resveratrol is taken with a source of fat, typically with the first meal of the day for most people. So yeah, but that was our first ever product. That was the first one we launched. And then after that, I believe it was the berberine. The berberine is still extremely popular. It's not an expensive product. And obviously it has a huge impact. And it's one of those that you can see the impact very quickly. If you have a continuous glucose monitor, even if you're not somebody that uses it long-term, if you just buy one to use for 2 weeks, day one, have a meal at a certain time and check the readings. And then day two, say everything else the same, but just have some berberine before that meal. And you'll see that spike in blood glucose is usually about halved. So it's, it's definitely a fantastic product. And then, like you say, it's evolved a lot since then. Obviously, since then, we've conducted a lot of our own research and funded lots of others. We've got some novel ingredients now. We have a short sleep, which is to help people that can't sleep. We have Sulfora Boost, so the most potent sulforaphane boosting ingredient in the world. And of course, CERT6 Activator, which you briefly mentioned earlier, and that's now our most popular ingredient by a long way. And the results speak for themselves, so it's obvious why.
Awesome. And as far as the team itself, like I'd imagine, I've already scanned through the website. You've got a range of like professors and experts in the field of longevity, like overlooking the product development side of things. But yeah, what sort of input do they have nowadays? Are they always like overlooking, looking to modify formulas and things like that?
Yes, that's right. So we're always looking at improvements and continual improvements. And we just use testing now because we've got hundreds of thousands of members. So we can quite easily get a good sample size and get some testing done and do blood work, etc., on those people. And then obviously that goes back to the scientific review board. We also, they'll have great relationships with lots of scientists and professors that aren't officially on the board, but maybe because of contracts with other companies and things like that, they can't officially be involved. But thankfully in this industry, which particularly when it comes to the researchers, the vast majority of them are more collaborative than competitive, which is exactly what we want, because I see it as we're all fighting against aging rather than each other.
Yeah. And you briefly mentioned the CERT6 activator. Maybe educate my listeners a little bit about what was the primary objective of the formula itself and what role does it fulfill?
So we worked closely with Professor Vera Gorbanova, who is our lead researcher on this. Some of your viewers might have seen her TED talk on hyaluronic acid and things like that. She's been working on sirtuins for many decades since I was back in school. And yeah, so if anybody doesn't know, sirtuins are proteins that do the repair work in the body. So obviously as we age, our repair mechanisms become less and less effective over time. And essentially that's what causes aging, when we can no longer repair ourselves. And the sirtuin that's most heavily linked to longer and healthier lives is sirtuin 6. There's 7 of them in total, and sirtuin 6 seems to be the most important. So we wanted to look for a natural ingredient so that there wouldn't be any negatives or side effects like you might get with pharmaceuticals, that was a really potent activator of sirtuin 6. And that's what I say we came up with. Professor Gorbanova did the heavy work. We just did the funding. But yeah, we worked together on that. And now we have the world's first and only at the moment verified activator of sirtuin 6, which is a novel ingredient. And we're extremely proud of it. And obviously, we're seeing the huge results already from the impact from our DoNotAge.org members. But I believe the big difference will be seen in 10 years' time when you have a cohort of, here's the people that are taking SIR6 activator, here's the people that haven't been taking it. That's when you'll see the real big difference, because obviously aging is a relatively slow process. Just to add to that as well, we have actually got it in clinical trials. So the results we saw in the mice were just so fantastic. Vera was very excited. And as a true and true researcher, she doesn't get excited very easily, but she was extremely excited and said, look, we've got to get this into humans. And so we designed the study, which is going into cancer patients that have been through chemotherapy successfully. And then obviously we're going to split the cohort into those taking SIR6 and those taking a placebo. And we believe what we're going to see is that the recurrence of tumors doesn't happen in the group that are taking SIR6 activator. Obviously, that's going to take a few years to prove out, but we're very confident. And yeah, it's an exciting time.
That's awesome. With SIRT6 activator, I was just reading up a little bit about it before. Is a specific strain of a seaweed, is it the Fucus vesiculosus or something?
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine in terms of pronunciation. But yes, it's Fucus vesiculosus. And the reason it's very arduous to obtain. So the reason we have to send it to Gorbanova's lab to test each one is because if you get a different batch, you can get it from the same place in the world every time. If it's a new harvest, then it may not activate sirtuin 6. The vast majority of them don't have an impact. So there are some strains that actually inhibit sirtuin 6. And these are on an ingredients label, these would all be called Fucus vesiculosus. So you can see why we had to make it a novel ingredient. And then obviously sometimes you do get the potent one, and we have to go all around the world and get lots of different harvests. So it's extremely difficult. The current harvest, I believe, is from off the coast of Japan.
It's awesome, man. The whole realm of, there's actually like a publication category that I've been obsessed with for a number of years. It's actually titled Marine Drugs, and they're looking at like different seaweeds and stuff. And there is one seaweed that I've spoken about quite a lot. It's called Eclonia carva. It's like a brown algae seaweed that has a ton of really good health benefits. But I think, yeah, definitely all the doctors that I've seen over the years, like I've been to a bunch of different like traditional Chinese medicine doctors and Ayurvedic practitioners, and a lot of them all speak very highly of like incorporating some amount of seaweed into your diet, because they know about a lot of the benefits beyond just the iodine content. I think seaweeds are often a neglected like food group, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of the longer lives that we see in places like Japan, a lot of that has to do with diet, doesn't it?
Awesome. So the SIRT6 activator, you said, was like, yeah, one of your most, I guess, like at the moment, would you say it's like the most popular product out of your entire range?
Right, by a very long way, yes.
Okay. So I guess maybe, Alan, like as an entrepreneur, obviously you've worked your butt off, and I can relate to you there, like as far as trying to outsource, build a team, develop all this, the content and all that sort of stuff. Maybe switching gears a little bit, because we do have a few like other young entrepreneurs that listen into the podcast, and there's other people that run their own business, health coaches. What sort of advice can you give to them, like fellow aspiring entrepreneurs? What can you maybe share with them that you've learned over the years?
That's interesting. I don't normally get asked those kind of questions. It's normally purely health-based. I would say start sooner. The only regret I have is not starting sooner, because you have maybe it's an ingrained fear. Just start sooner, fail faster, as they say. Increase your network, so you can't do it all on your own. Essentially, my role with DoNotAge was just pulling all the smart people together. And then the overriding thing that I always try and do is look for large issues that affect humanity and try to solve them and think of a way to solve them. If you put that first, obviously the money's important, but if you put that first, then I believe you have more of a chance of success.
Yeah, awesome. And did you personally have someone that you looked up to over the years at all?
I think there's lots of people you look up to. One of the good examples is Richard Branson. with what he's done. And then obviously now it's crazy how it's come full circle. He's now taking donotage.org products, and yeah, we're looking to do a venture together as well. So it's, yeah, these kind of things, like 3 years ago, I just wouldn't have been in my wildest dreams.
That's awesome. As far as like maybe, Alan, do you want to share a bit about the feedback that you've been given? Obviously, this is like anecdotal evidence as far as what the customers have noticed with some of the products, but like I'd imagine you get some emails of people sharing pretty outstanding stories. I want to share some of those.
Sure. And I think that's the one biggest thing I miss. Now I'm not in the weeds and don't deal with that side of thing anymore. And I think even though you can look at numbers on a spreadsheet and go, we've helped 250,000 people and it's great, but it's just a number. For me, what really hits home the most is those individual emails, the couple that stick out. There's one, a guy's daughter was having seizures. And I'll just clarify as well, we're not claiming any that we're going to be fixing any problems. And also, our ingredients are intended for adults. But this person chose to give the Do Not Age NMN to his daughter, who was having lots of seizures. And they pretty much stopped. She was having several every day. And obviously, after the seizure, she then can't go through her education and it messes up the rest of her day and her sleep. And now she's able to live a normal life. Things like that, it brings a tear to your eye. There was another guy, he said, talked about his dad who hadn't been able to walk for several years, not left the couch or the sofa. And then he said, look, he's now walking around the lounge area. And then in a couple of weeks, we're hoping he's going to go outside and walk around the block. And it just, you're in the middle of your busy day and you're hustling and you're trying to get things done and you're speaking to researchers and you're trying to help consumers and all this kind of stuff. And then you get an email like that and it's just, this is what it's all about. This is why you're doing what you're doing. So yeah, there's thousands and thousands just like that. So like I said, that's the biggest thing that I miss about not dealing directly with the email inbox these days.
Here's a quick little message to all men listening into today's show. Do you want to double your energy levels, boost motivation, and increase your focus? If so, you may be interested in my epic men's energy program I've recently launched called Limitless. Now, Limitless is an exclusive 12-week program for men who want to go from feeling tired, unmotivated, or burnt out to highly energetic, driven, and focused. Within the program, I will analyze your own unique biology and lay out a fully personalized health protocol so that you can finally unlock peak physical and cognitive performance. Over the 12 weeks, you will have direct access to me to ensure your results, as well as the chance to join me live twice a week to ask me anything relating to health protocols and discover cutting-edge men's health info to keep you at the top of your game. Now, spots in this program are extremely limited, so if you're interested in finding out more, make sure you go to bit.ly, that's bit.ly/limitlessprogram, to reserve the next available call to see if you're a good fit. That's bit.ly/limitlessprogram. You'll also find this link in my bio on my Instagram profile and also my YouTube channel. Yeah, I can definitely relate to that because I'm so buried in and amongst like content creation or like managing staff and things like that. Sometimes because I'm so wrapped up in the business that I just forget what the entire purpose of what I'm building is. You just lose track. But I also get the same similar, I get like Instagram DMs sometimes of people saying like how my content has changed their life, saved their life. And that little moment of like when I read that message, it just sparks you up, doesn't it?
There's nothing like it. And like I said, I don't think it'll ever be replaced. We still have our targets of helping 1 billion people and all these kind of things, which is what we'll make sure we hit that. But yeah, nothing replaces the individual story because you connect with it on a more human level.
And what about, it was about a month ago when there was a bit of a scare with the NMN banning situation. Were you guys like foreseeing that or like, how did you guys respond to that?
Yeah. So thankfully, because of our links, like I say, because we're so heavily involved with researchers who shall remain nameless. We knew, yeah, we were ahead of the game with that. We were very disappointed to see how like a traditional supplement Stellar's reacted. Very disappointed. There was lots that used it as a kind of, Enerman's not going to be available by now, and putting pressure on people, particularly because it was like 2 weeks before Black Friday, which is when a lot of people that don't have the money can afford to make the purchases. So yeah, that was a bit disappointing, but yeah, we're certainly not concerned. Enerman's 100% natural. It's in every cell of your body. So I don't think it's going to be classed as a drug anytime soon.
Yeah. And as far as like with Enerman specifically, I remember reading some research around it affecting the circadian rhythm. And I think David Sinclair has spoken about how it can resynchronize the circadian rhythm after like jet lag, things like that. So you guys recommend NMN first thing in the morning fasted? Is that generally what you suggest to customers?
Yes, definitely. It's the best way to take it. And when I say first thing in the morning, like as soon as you wake up, that's when we've seen the best results. That's when I take it. But again, it's unfortunately, I'm doing a little bit of do as I say, not as I do at the moment, because I'm moving countries every 3 or 4 days. I just landed in Morocco. The way it's very difficult with my circadian rhythm at the moment, but the way that I tend to do it is I'll find my wake up time, which is usually sort of 7:30 a.m. in the place that I'm going to, and take the NMN at that time the day before, just to get my body in sync. But when you're moving time zones every 3 or 4 days, it's not really very healthy. But there's a bigger goal at play here, isn't there? So people are dying every day from aging, and if I need to put myself on the line to bring that, end that sooner, then that's exactly what I'll do.
With like, I'd imagine there's so many videos on YouTube of people running like NMN experiments. Like I took NMN for 30 days and here's what happened. From the literature, we've seen some pretty outstanding benefits as far as like improvements in cholesterol markers, fasting insulin, blood sugar, maybe blood pressure. Is the team, I'm curious to know, I know you said they're looking at a study on, was it the SIRT6 activator in cancer patients? I'm curious to know what else is in the pipeline. Were there other clinical studies you were interested in running before that one at all?
Yeah, so there's a lot at the moment. What the ones I can tell you about. We are funding a few NMN trials, but we're not doing it ourselves. We're providing the materials. So obviously we're not at liberty to discuss those because they're from a different lab. But obviously once the results are out, then we can. The best way to get the most up-to-date information is to make sure you're on our email list. If anyone wants to sign up, it's at donotage.org. I've not been on the website for a while, so I don't know where it is, but I'm sure there'll be somewhere you can put your email address in. But yeah, so there's lots of exciting things coming up. For example, I can give you an exclusive here. First time we've said it publicly, we're launching in January of 2023 a new ingredient called Urolithin A. So there will be trials to go hand in hand with that as well. So yeah, our members are going to be super excited.
Yes, and I'm excited for that because I know a lot of my audience has been busting and asking me to create video content on that and talk about the benefits of Urolithin A. And it's actually, interestingly, one of the reasons why in the last 2 weeks I've been smashing heaps of pomegranate juice, because Urolithin A is from, or can be derived from pomegranate, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's exciting because I think at the moment there's only one other. Is it Mito Pure?
Yeah, exactly. And the good news for people that are taking that product is that obviously we need to know what's happening in the market, so we buy it, we test it. It's very good stuff. So the way that when we're creating a new ingredient, once we've realized and made sure the ingredient actually works, it then goes to, can we increase the quality of what's available on the market? And if not, can we at least reduce the cost? And when something's the highest quality it can be, which there already is on the market, to be fair to them, all we can do is replicate that and then make sure the cost is more cost effective so that people, it's more accessible to more people in line with our mission.
I do recall it's not a cheap ingredient from memory as far as like the manufacturing. So I'd imagine it's quite challenging to synthesize. Is it like a difficult?
Put it this way. We wanted to launch it in July and we're not going to launch it until January. So yeah, it is challenging, but challenging is not impossible.
Yeah. I'm always on the hunt for new ingredients and discovering new ingredients and things like that. And Urolithin A popped up quite a lot, but yeah, the whole like novel ingredient side of things and discovering new things and formulating, like that really does excite me, because I feel like we're literally just skimming the surface. Like we've discovered compounds like pterostilbene, that's the, what you mentioned, the Fucus vesiculosis, the seaweed. Now we've got the urolithin A, but there'd be so many more compounds out there, like just heaps.
And we're testing dozens and dozens of them at any one time, but it's a long process from idea to product being available on the market, because there's so many. It's so rigorous what it has to go through. We have to make sure that it actually works to get the testing done. Then it's about sourcing. Then it's about pricing. And so it's, yeah, it takes a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. The feasibility is, you've got your dream outcome, and then what actually can happen is a very different story. With some of the products, Alan, maybe are there certain products that you offer that really stack well together? Like that you've noticed, like, or customers have said, this one plus this one works really well.
Yes, for sure. First of all, I would say that everything that we provide is intended to be used in the same protocol. So when we're doing the testing, we use people that are taking all of our other ingredients as well to make sure that no contents, etc. So that's the one thing I would say. But there's a few obvious ones. You've got resveratrol and quercetin. They go very well together. Quercetin increases the effectiveness basically of resveratrol by around 50%. There's NMN and TMG. Obviously the TMG is donating the methyl groups, which helps turn more NMN into NAD. Yeah, so there's lots of them that do pair well together, but none of them are contraindicated, which is the main thing.
Yeah, awesome. And it's good to see you guys, it's good to see that you guys are offering like basic ingredients as well. Like I call them basic because they're like ubiquitous, like you can get them anywhere. Yeah. But it's good that you offer, I'd imagine, very high quality forms of the quercetin, the TMG, you know, things like that.
Exactly. That's what I mean. So it's about enabling the consumer to get everything from one place. For example, we have a vitamin D, vitamin K, and magnesium blended ingredient. Now, you can get all of those things individually in decent quality if you look hard enough. But in order to get them in the right dosages in one easy capsule, that's why we created the blended product. And that's actually one of our very popular products as well, probably because it's extremely low price and because it makes it so much easier for people.
Awesome. As far as, so I guess like the curious to know a little bit more about like the future of Do Not Age. Obviously you want to expand and have as much reach as possible, help as many people. You've got clinical trials underway. You're interested in product development, like product. What else is on the horizon? Do you have another, is there like maybe another little thing that really sparks you up, things like that?
So the initial thing that I wanted to do, and I've unfortunately not seen it yet, but I want to see genuine copycats. So I don't mean the copycats like we have now, which is like people that are mostly just interested in money and they might try and copy our product line, but actual health research organizations that are set up the way we're set up, putting people before profit. I think that's going to be the future. I just don't know how long it's going to take. I was hoping we'd have already seen some by now, but we haven't. So yeah, that's one of the things I want to do. And all we're doing is trying to be the sort of beacon and be the, here's how these kind of organizations should act, doing the right thing. And then in terms of Do Not Age, we will continue to be at the forefront of the research and always be the first to deliver the best ingredients and testing kits to our members. And like you say, it's about trying to get that message out there as much as possible. We don't have a marketing budget, as you're probably aware. We rely on people like yourself to talk to people about what we're doing. We rely on our members to talk to their friends and family, which is usually quite easy because they're having such good results that they're sometimes somebody might say, oh, you're looking well, what have you changed? And then they go into that conversation about donotage.org. So yes, thank you very much for allowing us the platform to talk about Do Not Age.
Yeah, one of the reasons why you're here is because I really respect your vision, and what you've developed also inspires me. Maybe I'm going to be that copycat guy.
Yes, no, please do. I absolutely welcome it. Absolutely welcome it.
Yeah, awesome. So I guess as far as some of the other, so we've gone through like a range of products, what people have noticed and the benefits they've seen. How do you think, as far as like response. And you may have noticed, like, some people are saying they, like, non-responders, for example. I know it's a very small percentage of the population. And I've seen this as well with some of the times when I prescribe NMN to clients, things like that. What have you noticed, maybe some other modalities, therapies, lifestyle strategies that you say should people really need to consider these other facets when they're trying to optimize their health?
Yeah, so I think from the experience that we've got, if there are those few people that are non-responders, sometimes it's just about dosage. So obviously we have the NAD testing kits, which allows people to test their NAD levels and see, here's where I was on 1 gram of NMN a day, here's where I am on 2 grams of NMN a day, etc. But also there are some people that just haven't, not even fully optimized, just haven't even considered anything else, like the basics that we would hope we wouldn't have to go over too much. Things like making sure you're moving your body every day, some kind of exercise, preferably resistance training, sleep, making sure, again, do as I say, not as I do, because I'm always traveling around, but sleep is extremely important. And having a sleep routine is also extremely important. When you're eating, giving your body that time to rest from the digestion phase. So yes, what you eat is important. Don't eat McDonald's every day. But when you eat, as we know now, is also probably more important. So yeah, that's the other small percent. Thankfully, we don't get much of that. But oftentimes we'll then dive in. One of the specialists will give someone a call and they'll just be like, oh yeah, I'm drinking 10 pints every night and I eat fast food only. But then I took your products and I was like, well, give us a chance here.
Yeah. Yeah. But so, and I actually saw this quite a lot at university when I was studying, is like a lot of the other students that I was studying with, they would acquire the knowledge to like anti-age, right? Or just make their body healthier to offset the way that they treat themselves, like on the weekend, for example.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, and look, it's all personal choice, but obviously, you're going to get the best results if you optimize all the way around.
Yeah, absolutely. I think complementary, yeah, lifestyle strategies, optimizing sleep, nutrition, all the core pillars of health. Like, you're going to get the best bang for buck when you're optimizing all areas, not just supplementation. Having said that, I do see a number of people who also, like, they blindly take a lot of supplements without actually understanding, like, why they're using
it. And this goes back to the misinformation online thing I was talking about. That's why, again, why we then have that email and why we give out the information freely, because people would read one website and then another website and then they'll say, oh, I read that this makes you grow a new limb and I read that this makes you live forever and all this kind of stuff. And you're like, here's the facts. And then, of course, the easy way to do it is just to look at our product list and you'll see what works, because we've tested all those things to make sure they work before they get there. And that's why we don't have 5,000 SKUs, because there are some things that might have a small on your health, but we only want to provide the things that are actually going to really move the needle.
How many?
I think the sun's rising behind me, so if I'm going out of focus, I apologize.
We're both dodging the sun because your sun's coming out, my sun's going down. Yep, we have the same sun. It's a bit of a party there. That's awesome, man. As far as, so we've touched on a range of different products that you offer, dosing, things like that, timing, the future. I'm really excited to see the results from the clinical trials. That's probably, I guess you guys are also very excited about that.
Extremely.
So that'll be great to learn more about that. So I guess that's pretty much it from my end. We've covered, was there any other areas like you maybe wanted to share about the company, maybe the products themselves, how people can, yeah.
No, I think most of the information is there on the website. And most people that have individual questions, just use the contact form or use the email address. Feel free to ask. It doesn't cost anything. And the team's there more than happy to help. One of the other reasons why we do it isn't just because of the misinformation. It's because we were all new to this at some point. And I remember when I was thinking, I wish I had somewhere to go and ask my questions.
Yeah.
And there wasn't anybody that didn't want something from you first. So that's why we offer that service. Yeah. So if people want to head over to donotage.org, we are happy to help.
Awesome. I'll make sure to leave that linked in the show notes. And also I've got some content pieces coming up on some of your products as well, which I can't wait for you guys to check out. So you guys can share that around. The Cert6 activator, the calcium alpha ketoglutarate, AKG. Yep. Yeah, that'll be exciting. And once you guys get with the new research, the clinical trial that you're organizing at the moment, mm-hmm. yeah, I'll try and share that to my audience and my listeners as soon as possible. Perfect. So yeah, man, it was awesome chatting. It was a long time in the making. We'll definitely be in touch.
Sorry. I am sorry about that. The diary is just crazy at the moment, so my apologies.
No, that's fine. And if you have any plans to come to Australia, yeah, do let me know, because you're more than welcome to hang out with me.
Sure. That sounds like a lot of fun. Thank you for having me, Lucas.
Awesome, Alan. Good chatting. We'll touch base soon.
Cheers. Take care.
Thank you, everyone, for joining in to today's episode. For in-depth show notes and lessons learned, visit nofilter.media/boostyourbiology.
This has been a No Filter Media production.
Say what you want.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.